WLOB.
Ray Richardson, standing by with issue and news talk. It's the main news morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 7:25. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Carol Conley, the head of the Christian Civic League of Maine, is on the line with us. We're talking about LD 1313, which has passed the Maine House and the Maine Senate. They're calling it death with dignity. I'm calling it assisted suicide or euthanasia, whichever phrase you want to use. But let's just tell the truth about it. Instead of trying to pretty up these things, like abortion is now reproductive care and allowing someone to kill themselves legally is now death with dignity. Let's just tell the truth, because the truth will set us free. Carol, thanks for hanging around.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. And Ray, one thing I really want to encourage folks to do is to call the governor's office.
Absolutely.
At 287-3531, 287-3531. I will warn you, the system's a little clunky. But leave your name and just ask the governor if she would please veto this bill. She has not declared what she's going to do. I did discuss this with her and Jeremy, you know, way back in March, and I don't know. I really don't know what she is going to do. The fact that it was so close in the House, 73-72, and frankly, so many Democrats and independents did, you know, jump on board in regard to the opposition. I don't know if you saw what happened on Tuesday or on Monday, but, you know, we're ahead 72-71, and we were getting Abby Griffin and John DeVoe coming down from Caribou and Bangor because they were late for personal reasons. We get them into the chamber, and we were up by one, and Ryan Fecteau received a phone call from the speaker, and he flipped his vote at the last second, and that's how we lost 73-72. But because of that, and because of the fact that we even had bipartisan opposition, very respected Democrat, Bill Diamond,
right,
and Mike Carpenter, former AG, they could not get on board with this. So we're hoping that bipartisan opposition will give our governor cause to veto this bill and send it, you know, out to a referendum and give us a chance to make our case there. But that number is 287-3531.
And I want to encourage people to call, but please be respectful. You know, the person answering the
Absolutely.
Phone is a staffer. It's not the governor. It's not elected person. Not that you should be rude to them either, but it's a staffer. So please, folks, be respectful. Give them your name. Give them your town. And tell them, governor, please veto this terrible, terrible statement about the sanctity of life in the state of Maine.
Yep, that's all you need to say. Oppose, yep. Please. Oppose or veto LD 1313, lucky 13. The only worst number we could add for physician prescribed us was 666, but 1313 was bad.
I actually had hoped it would come out of the revisor's office as LD 666, and that would have helped drive home the point, but it didn't work out, unfortunately. But, you know, you made a great point. In the Senate, it passed 1916. Mike Carpenter, former AG, Bill Diamond, one of my favorite people and an incredibly respected man in the state, they both said no to this idea. They know what a dangerous thing it is, and they're longtime Democratic members and members of the legislature. So I think, you know, maybe we've got a shot with the governor. I don't know where she stands on this either. We've never talked about it because it just never came up, and I'm just hoping she says no. If it goes to referendum, Carol, as you recall, we beat this one time before.
Very closely back in 2001, I believe it was, I think like a week before the vote, it was like 70% for and 30% against, and the papers all, you know, saying that it was going to pass. And then with the proper education, and this is what's so important about this, right? A lot of people talk about this concept from an uneducated point of view. They don't realize the incredible advances that we've made in pain management through palliative care.
Absolutely.
And hospice. And those are some of my heroes. You know, ironically, my father went through an incredibly difficult death the last time that we dealt with this. I was literally going home, back to the hospital in Bangor, seeing my dad in agonizing pain because we had to make a choice between therapeutic action and pain management the last 2 days of his death, while doing the public hearing of doctor-prescribed death. And I learned so much, not just from my theoretical, you know, Christian point of view, but from an experiential view about the wonderful, when we made the decision to address his pain and were able to do that, our heroes are, you know, in that palliative care and in those hospice, you know, those experts know what they can do. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, it's so important. Now, can I read a quote from you real quick?
You know what? I got it. Let me have you hang on. We'll keep you one more. Let me have you hang on. We've got a break. We're way late. We're going to join Fox in Progress. Carol Conley's with us. We'll be right back. 7:31.